This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV time is 7 after the hour. Here we are to call it what it is. This is the DJV program. That's what it is. That's what we call it because that's what it is. Stands for Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, per usual. Victoria out again today because she doesn't have a voice. How about you and your situation? How are you doing? How are you feeling? Have you made mistakes in the past 24 hours? I hope so, because that's part of living and growing, right? Typically, we make mistakes. Typically, I'm involved in a little thing business-wise where a couple of the people that I do business with don't get along. And so they're at each other, and they forget that the main thing here is helping us all to do better. And that doesn't always come when you put your ego. I need to leave the ego at the door. And that's one of the things in radio, Jennifer. We all know that there are huge egos in this business. And I guess that goes, I mean, it's maybe not just this business, in most any business, there are people who have huge egos based on what they think is their success. Hey, I deserve this, I deserve that. No? Well, you may deserve respect, but most of the time you get respect appropriately when you earn it. You can't just say, I deserve respect because it's me. No, you deserve respect because you've done something that's respectful. And you can stop pretending that you deserve something that you don't unless you've earned it. I think that's one of the big lessons all across the landscape, whether it's politics, religion, whether it's business, entertainment, it doesn't make any difference. You people get respect, at least from my perspective, when they earn it. And Jennifer has earned my respect because she has been a loyal, faithful participant in this program for a long time. So I have nothing but the utmost respect and regard for you, your professionalism, you as a human being, you as a smart person. And I haven't been around Kara that long, you know, a couple, 3 or 4 years, but I still have a lot of respect for her because she's good at what she does. And she is not afraid. I think one of the... I'm going to say this and regret it. One of the things that people do oftentimes when there is a quote-unquote boss-employee relationship is they don't speak their mind. I would much rather... I might not like it all the time. She doesn't like what I tell her sometimes, and I don't like what she tells me sometimes. But I respect her because she is her own person, and because she does a good job. So it isn't about liking somebody always. It's about whether they do what they're supposed to do and do it well. And I think that that goes for both of you, and so I pay that tribute to both of you in different ways. I certainly know Jennifer a lot better than I know Kara, but I do think...
Well, you can give my dad a call and thank him for that.
Well, you know,
just as you instilled that in your daughter, my father.
Well, exactly. You know, that's exactly what I was going to say. Megan says to me, we shouldn't say it much now because we don't have as many of the conversations. We don't really argue much about anything. But she used to say to me in her almost indignant voice, and Jennifer, you know Megan, so you can hear this voice. She would say to me, Daddy, don't ask for my opinion if you don't want it, and if you don't like it,
yep.
Remember, you told me to think for myself.
That's right.
So there you go.
You only have yourself to blame.
Yes, that's right. All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch here, what do we have going in Los Angeles? The City of Angels is added. What do we have?
Well, this is the state, and this is a really interesting new law that the governor signed into effect. We talked about it a few weeks ago, and I can't say that I've really changed my mind one way or another. Kara, I think you and I are kind of on the same path with this one. Senate Bill 206 allows NCAA student athletes to be paid when their image is used. Now, that was just a conversation a couple of weeks ago. Today, it's been signed into law. Governor Newsom signed the bill this week in front of numerous past and present professional athletes. Starting in 2023, so a few years down the road, NCAA student athletes can receive compensation from the use of the name being used. They can sign endorsement deals, and they're allowed to hire a sports agent. This is significant because this is all off limits in college sports and has been traditionally.
Well, what's the point of going to college? I think this is a horrible precedent.
Yeah, this horrible. In some ways, the colleges and people who use these athletes' likenesses are making money that the athlete, because they're a college athlete, doesn't get to take part in, and I think that's wrong. But I also think it's wrong to make college basically a minor leagues for professional teams, and giving them sports agents will do just that. It kind of takes away the purity that's supposed to be college sports. And a lot of college sports bodies like the NCAA, they're saying, you know, we may take action here and block California athletes from participating in bowl games and those types of things because of this law. Gavin Newsom said, well, maybe not so fast, NCAA, because guess what? You might see other states following suit in what we've done. So Newsom thinks that this is going to revolutionize college sports, and the league is definitely fighting back, saying we're going to try to prohibit you from going forward with this, because it would make people who are really serious about wanting to continue professional careers want to choose California schools so that they can do that, and it kind of gives an unfair advantage. It's really interesting because it is so groundbreaking. It's the first time it's been done, but.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings, but I am interested to see where it goes and what it impacts. You know, this was something I heard yesterday that I hadn't thought of before, that, you know, if you have someone who is in computer science or someone who is majoring in science and wants to write a paper or something, then they can sell that, I'm pretty sure, and get paid for it. So it is kind of interesting that other people who are going to school can do things that are within their genre, let's say, and get paid to do
it. All right, can I backtrack here for a second? Excuse me. Is this just for athletes? Or if you're good in science and you came up with something, it wouldn't belong to the school, it would belong to the person, and he or she would get money out of it? Is it just sports?
This particular law is
for sports. So I don't agree with that at all. Do you? I think it ought to be. There's too much emphasis placed on sports now. So this makes it even more prevalent and more.
What I'm saying is that I'm pretty sure people can already do that when it comes to sciences and other parts of schools. That it's not
really
owned by the school. It's owned by the person. That's I'm pretty sure how it works. That's what I just said. So I think that's why they're doing this for sports now. Yeah, I don't know. I think that people who want to go pro are much more likely to go to California now. And I wouldn't be surprised if some other schools follow suit. But my bigger issue is that it's still tied to the university. I have an issue with the fact that the university makes gajillions of dollars off of the sports, and it doesn't benefit anyone else at the school, really.
Yeah, it's all about the school.
I have issues that it's, you know, people go to school and pretend like they're getting an education, but really they're just going to school to take communication classes that they don't do that well in so they can do sports. I just wish that they had minor leagues for those sports instead of having them at universities. I just think it needs to be separate. That's never going to happen.
Yeah,
but
you're talking about like baseball in the minor leagues, that kind of stuff. Yeah, where the players that aren't so good, they're not ready for prime time yet, that's where they go. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't think that is ever going to happen. Sports are such a huge part of American culture, and college sports especially, so I don't think they're ever going to be divided. But
I wonder what happens in other countries where there is such a focus, let's say, on soccer. The kids playing soccer in school are rewarded for that in Europe? I don't know exactly how it works.
The Premier League has like a younger league for people who are like under 18. So a lot of those kids go and play there, and then they become professional athletes after. So I don't know if they have huge like soccer programs or sports programs at their universities. I don't know. I mean, you would probably know better since your daughter went to a school over there. But
I'm just trying to think. She was on the crew. And one of the reasons she couldn't be in the crew here because she wasn't big enough and strong enough. There were women who were much bigger and stronger than she was, so they put them on the crew. But when she went, she was so determined. When she went to Oxford, she got on the Oxford crew and did quite well, frankly. But there were there were different levels, as you're suggesting, but I don't remember anybody ever, I don't remember her ever telling me. I'll ask her when I see her next whether that ever was the case, but it doesn't ring a bell with me. While we're in California, more specifically Los Angeles, apparently the first legal cannabis cafe is open now in L.A. Lowell Farms, a cannabis cafe, has the enviable rooftop location in West Hollywood where they could become the first farm-to-table restaurant highlighting cuisine and cannabis. Kitchen is run by Andrea Drummer, trained at Le Cordon Bleu, created a menu. I did a good job of that. I think the Cordon
Bleu. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's
supposed to be a big, highfalutin place for chefs, right? Created a menu to accompany the cannabis strains that are in the cafe. The California-inspired menu has dishes, quote, meant to complement the heightened senses from cannabis consumption, end quote. Guests will be able to choose from dishes like grilled peaches and burrata. What's burrata? Is that cheese?
Cheese.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Crispy Brussels sprouts or a fried chicken sandwich. All of them have a little, you know, hoo-hoo-hoo in them. Cafe won't have THC or CBD flavors built into the dishes, but you can get at the, you can have extra service, if you will. The host will work something like a small, how do you pronounce, sommelier? Come to the table to explain each strain of cannabis.
They're going to have a bud tender.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what it is. So, like you have wine, you got a little bud, and that's not the beer. It's open until 2 a.m. via last call for cannabis products at 9:50. However,
great.
If you wish to smoke later, you can pre-order a smoke until the cafe closes. In order to enter, guests have to be 21, and you need your ID. So there it is, folks. Is that progress? You tell me.
I think Miley Cyrus is one of the investors in this, actually.
Yeah, that wouldn't be surprising. She used to do tons of pot. Is she off of it now? Is that one of the problems she had with Liam Hemsworth? Is that?
I don't know if it was a problem or not, but I don't think that she's quit. No.
I think that they probably smoke some pot together. And I mean, like, every time I see pictures of her parents, I'm pretty sure they're smoking pot, too. So I think it's a family type thing.
It's a family thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that
it's a nice
sweet
little family thing they do together.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, you can have that family tradition. And I'm not saying anything. I'm done talking about that now because I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. Coming up to 19 past the hour on today's DJV radio program.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here on the DJB program, Music Time in this hour, 24 after the hour. CMA award nominations have been announced. 53rd Annual Country Music Association Awards have lists. Well, let's see. Veterans are on the list. The veterans dominate the list, but there are some rising stars moving in as well. Maren Morris, to whom you are listening now, leads this year's slate with 6 nominations. You surprised Jennifer with that?
No, she's a really big up-and-comer, and maybe already arrived, but she's definitely got a lot of heat.
Yeah, she just came out with an album at the beginning of this year, so that's not surprising.
9 other acts received 3 or more nods. Blake Shelton, Derek Bentley, and the hottest breakthrough artist in recent years, Luke Combs, took home New Artist of the Year last year. Brothers Osborne are the top duo or group with 4 nominations. Dan and Shay have 3, including album and single of the year. Who's this?
Brothers Osborne.
Sounds like Trace. This is Brothers Osborne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it.
After Kacey Musgraves scored 3 nominations, including Female Vocalist and Song of the Year. After beating out pop stars, including Drake, Post Malone, and Cardi B, for the top prize, the Grammys in February. Musgraves got nominations for Music Video, Song of the Year, for Rainbow, which she co-wrote alongside Shane McAuley and Natalie Hemby. Musgraves, who made her Coachella debut back in April, also earned her 6th Female Vocalist of the Year nod out of the past 7 years. Blake Shelton got 3 nods for God's Country Dive Bar, which is the hit with Garth Brooks. An interesting combination, isn't it, huh?
It's a cool song. Fun one.
Are they friends in real life?
I never knew that they were, but they must have been at least friendly enough to do this.
Yeah. Dive Bar, top 20 country airplay hit. We'll compete against the Little Nas X. Is that it? Little Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Little Nas X.
Nas X, yeah. Old Town Road, which is a remix among others. Sheldon won in that category in 2010 for Hillbilly Bone. I don't have my mind wander into that That's all right.
You're supposed to.
I guess you are. I understand that. Yes. All right. What else have we got from Blake Shelton? Well, looks like he and Pitbull have a new collaboration called Get Ready. It's on the newly released album from Pitbull, Libertad 548. This guy is a rapper, and Blake is a country. This is an interesting
He's not a rapper. What is Pitbull? I don't know.
He's Pitbull.
He's a talk singer who just yells a lot in the background. He's kind of like he's like a hype man. He just yells stuff.
Really? Okay, good to know. Get Ready features Blake Shelton singing a hook from Ram Jam's update of the song Black Betty. What in the world? Libertad 548 was released last Friday.
Why are you saying what in the world? You know that song.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out the connection between the two of them.
I know. It's a lot.
Pardon me if I don't get it on first. It fills my ears here. The title honors Pitbull's father, who was involved in the Mario Boatlift, transported a lot of Cubans to the U.S. mainland. Other collaborators on the album include Daddy Yankee, Lil Jon, Becky G, and Ne-Yo. All of them, of course, I listen to their music all day, every day. Get Ready isn't Pitbull's first collusion with country music. He appeared on Keith Urban's Sun Don't Let Me Down from 2016's Ripcord, as well as with Kesha on the hit single Timber, which blended elements of country and dance music. So on December 13th, Shelton releases Fully Loaded.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Hong Kong, where a protester has reportedly been shot in the chest with a live round by police. It's a big escalation in the use of force by police in that semi-autonomous Chinese city that's been the site of weeks and weeks of pro-democracy protests. Until now, the cops had used only measures like rubber bullets and water cannons. Today's protests coming after China celebrated 70 years of communist rule with a holiday yesterday. New York City police say it was friendly fire that killed a police officer who died in the line of duty over the weekend. The commissioner, James O'Neill, says during a violent struggle, responding officers fired a number of times, striking the suspect as well as the 33-year-old officer, Brian Mulkeen. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm
I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's in it for you in this half hour of the DJV program? Well, I should have to listen to find out. Some people in the news coming up. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio. We're hoping that Victoria will feel better sooner rather than later. That'd be a good thing for all of us. Remember Krista McAuliffe? How many people remember
Krista
McAuliffe? She grew up in Framingham, my hometown. Her parents, actually her mother, I think, just died recently, but her parents still live here. She moved, she went to Framingham State College, got a teacher's degree, and then went up to Concord, New Hampshire to teach. And so she met her husband, and then she got involved in the astronaut program, and the rest, as they say, is history. Unfortunately, she lost her life in January of 1986 when the Challenger disaster occurred. So now the Congress has approved the minting of a Krista McAuliffe coin to honor her, which I think is
cool.
Appropriate. Yeah. I think it's very appropriate, frankly.
That was such the story. I mean, remember, that's why classrooms around the country were tuned in when the Challenger exploded because of her and her story.
Yeah, and the horror that went with it, my heavens, that whole business. Just that we all remember. You remember where you were that morning? Do you remember?
Great classroom.
Yeah. I was running WEEI in Boston, and I had gone into my office to do some work, and then somebody ran in and said, come on, you got to come into the newsroom and watch this. And it was, I mean, certainly what there was to watch. It was, yeah. And what do you say under the circumstances? Here's another name in the news today. Reality Winner is a name. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah, no. It does. That's the woman that we talked about, what, last year, who had, like, revealed secrets from the NSA or something
like
that?
Good for you, Kara.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
She was the first whistleblower arrested in the Trump era, and her mother now is on the stump. Her name is Billy Winner Davis. She says her daughter was sentenced to prison for 5 years to keep her quiet, to keep her from leaking more documents about the Russian cyber attack. In other words, what the mother says is the daughter has the goods on what really happened, and she says she is a political prisoner because the president or the whoever doesn't want the American public to learn what really happened and who she really is. So you think that could happen in this day and age? Political prisoners get thrown, sounds like in olden times in France, political prisoners got thrown in the Tower of England, too, get thrown in the Tower of London. And she's been painted, her mother says, as an evil person who hates her country, who needed to be feared by the American people. And honestly, she said, if you really knew who Reality Winner was, you would see that was not the case at all. Instead, they would see a loving, caring, compassionate person who's honest and who is good. And that's why I'm fighting so hard to keep her name alive. She's 27 years old, Winner is. Air Force's drone program, she was in that. Serving the longest sentence ever given to a journalistic source by a federal court. See, I think that's what the story is, frankly. There have been a number of people who have tried to interview her in prison. And they've been denied. Why? A lot of people get interviewed in prison, right? The warden has denied requests, citing the need to maintain the safety, security, and orderly management of the facility. Why? They're afraid somebody's going to do her in? That would be my question. It's not the penitentiary where she's in is not really isn't loaded with hardened criminals. She apparently, her mother says she's been warned and she's frightened. Because of who she's been told and to do what by and that kind of stuff. So is this really, is this possible in America in the year 2019?
Anything is possible.
Political prisoners? Yeah, politics. So, been in jail for 2 years now. And so who's the other famous people who have been, I guess the most famous is Snowden. Anybody see his book? Is that book out yet? By the way, Snowden's book?
Don't know, actually. I know there was a bunch of hoopla about it, so probably.
Right, that was a week or so ago. Yeah, I think it's. But I don't know anybody who's seen it or read it. I haven't been to a bookstore, so I don't know what's there. Anyway, there's a lot of that stuff. I just don't like it, frankly. I don't like the unrest and distrust. It was so. This woman won, by the way, she was exemplary in the Air Force. She won the Meritorious Service Medal. She was a linguist. That was her job. Fluent in Farsi and other languages I can't even pronounce. Pashto, do you know what that is? And
no,
Dari. She was a translator and a language
you
analyst.
You've got to be smart if you can speak it, and we can't even say
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Right, yeah. She studied Arabic when she was in school and graduated summa cum laude, then summa cum laude as well. The fact that she got the Air Force Commendation Medal, it's for people who have distinguished themselves. And she distinguished, now all of a sudden she gets thrown into the clink. The government says she leaked classified NSA documents providing details of the 2016 Russian cyber attack. And there were articles that were written about it. She was arrested as it was being published, apparently.
Remember the guy who, I mean, I think the most ridiculous, the most ridiculous one is the guy who was in the Navy who took a picture of the inside of a submarine. It was thrown in jail for a year.
Yeah. Right.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. Well, listen, you don't mess with Mother Nature and you don't mess with the government. I guess that's the bottom line, huh? Under the circumstances,
no.
I guess that's it. Some business news of note. Sam's Club, in partnership with several healthcare companies, set to begin a healthcare pilot that would give members discounts on certain routine healthcare services. Starting this month, Sam's Club members in Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina can buy bundles that will include discounts on things like prescriptions, dental service, preventative lab screenings. Program meant to help members with a higher burden of healthcare costs, like people with high deductible plans, small business owners, that sort of thing. But Sam's Club stressed that this is a discount health program, not a health insurance plan. The press release said, quote, access to high-quality maintenance health care has been shown to improve overall long-term health. We believe this program will help our members decrease out-of-pocket costs so they can better manage their budgets. In other words, they recognize how important it is to have a preventative plan. Pretty smart on their part. I wonder why they don't do it with all at the Walmart, because Sam's Club belongs to Walmart. Maybe it's a pilot program.
Yeah, I think probably. Probably more room in the stores and better facilities to do that.
Maybe. All right, that's business story number one. Number two, Boeing. Aha! Here we go. I saw yesterday, I was looking at, I've been invited to go to Cuba in December. And so I looked on the schedule to see what the flights were from here to Miami to Havana. And I noticed that there was a 737 MAX on the schedule. That's interesting because the MAX has not been approved for going back into service.
Well, is the MAX different than the MAX 8, or are they the same thing?
Same thing. Yeah. National Transportation Safety Board says when Boeing was developing this aircraft, it overestimated how well pilots could respond if problems erupted, controls malfunctioned. I'd say that was an understatement. The NTSB issued a series of safety recommendations to the FAA after looking into the evaluation process for the maneuvering characteristics augmentation system. As part of its investigation, the NTSB discovered both Boeing and the FAA didn't take variances of human behavior into account when they were designing and certifying the jets. What the hell's the matter with them? Of course you have different circumstances for people with different skills. As is obvious, the two planes that went down were flown by people who didn't know how to fly that plane, had no experience flying that plane. Instead, the NTSB report said both worked off the assumption that pilots could be quickly able to identify the problem and react. What? That's their responsibility to fly a plane that you screwed up? My God, these people have got a lot of chutzpah. Additionally, it said Boeing and the FAA didn't consider how pilots would react if multiple alarms were going off at once in the cockpit. You know, people. What are we going to do first? Wow. What a screw-up. The NTSB says the FAA needs to create a standard process for validating assumptions. Why would you assume anything in a circumstance where there were 183 lives at risk on an airplane? You're going to assume this, that, or the other thing? Wow. Does that take a lot of balsam? Woo! They've been sued so far for $9.5 billion. Walgreens.
Aren't you glad that's not you?
Yep. CVS. Interesting. So the big stores are pulling Zantac off the shelves because of concern over carcinogens. What do you know about that, Jennifer?
They think it's supposed to cause cancer. And I think it's you know, there's also another one that I was reading about. Losartan, I think, is a prescription drug.
Yeah.
And they've had the same issue. So I think it might actually be in the creation of the pill. I don't think it's actually the Zantac itself. I think it's actually
the ingredient.
Maybe like the coating or something that makes the pill. That's at least what's happened with some other prescription drugs just recently, is the way that they coat certain batches of pills will have that carcinogen in it. So, yeah, they're pulling it off the shelves, though. Safety first, I guess.
Word to the wise, don't buy it. If you have it, don't use it. I guess that's basically...
You take it back.
Take this, get your money back. One of the things, people, you know, some people live on this stuff. Once in a while you take it, I guess it's all right, but Some people live on this stuff.
Yeah, and Zantac is one of the ones that you take every day, I think. For me, I don't usually, I mean, I don't take Zantac because if I have something, it's usually from like a spicy food or, you know, something that doesn't agree with you. I just chew Tums. But I know, like, my mom takes Zantac. She has ongoing issues.
Does she? Well, better tell her not to take it anymore. 46 past the hour on today's DJV program.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Autumn brings diverse activities from Sunday night football to Oktoberfest. But between the travel, food, drinks, and apparel, these events can come with a cost. According to a Bank of America survey, last year, Americans reported spending an average of $1,500 per month on fall activities. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
With endless options for fall fun, it's important to use a rewards card that can help you treat yourself to more than just seasonal activities. The Bank of America Travel Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 1.5 points for each dollar spent on every purchase everywhere. That means each tailgate or fall festival can quickly earn you points towards your travel purchases, here or abroad. Plus, preferred reward members can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which translates to up to 2.62 points for every dollar spent.
For more information on the travel rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/travelpoints.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There's another valuable lesson courtesy of Dr. Lincoln Parks. Dr. Parks is 92 years old, been a veterinarian practicing for 62 years. And for that many years, he's also been building custom-made carts for paralyzed patients. He's helped hundreds and hundreds of animals, dogs, cats, rabbits, chickens even. Chickens. Wow. How do you build a custom-made cart for a chicken? Sounds like we lead a joke on the Carson show.
It's an excellent idea.
Yeah. He said, I stay up every day at work till midnight. I don't feel like I'm retired at all. He's not practicing anymore. He does this full-time. So you name to remember Dr. Lincoln Parks. God bless him and the work that he does. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour now in the DJV program, every single year, millions of you, and I guess maybe I'd say us because I fall victim to online scams as well and cybercrime, yet they project a false sense of confidence in their ability to protect themselves. Nearly 4 in 5 office workers think that they can distinguish a phishing message from a genuine one, but fewer than half correctly ID phone calls as vulnerable to phishing attacks, and even fewer recognize app notifications, post mail, or video chat. So October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. We have cybersecurity expert David Dufour with us, a leader in computer security threat analysis. He's focused on developing new techniques for identifying and preventing threats related to ransomware, exploits, and other cyber attacks. Got a lot of experience here in this. So as we acknowledge that phishing scams are on the rise, email from your boss is, I suppose, certain. There's an amount of bait here. I find myself being baited all the time. And I wonder how common it is for any or all of us, David, to be baited. How do we... This is the toughest part of it. How do you even know you're being baited?
Yeah, Doug, it's great being here. It is, Cybersecurity Month, and this is really important. You know, with all the types of attacks out there, ransomware, you know, you hear about these data breaches. As you've stated, the number one way people get your information are through these phishing attacks. We've seen a 400% increase in URLs available out there and where they're trying to get your information. And we're also seeing that huge increase, as you mentioned, at work, where people are trying to get you to react based on maybe it's your boss trying to get information for you. They're really playing to that trust aspect, trying to make you immediately click that link so they can try to get your username and password, things of that nature. So it's a big deal, and they are baiting you heavily, as you say.
Well, one of the things, I've had this experience a couple of times in the last month or so myself with credit cards, especially where people will tell you, you know, they represent it, and it's very hard. They represent themselves even as Microsoft or as somebody, you know, who's attached to, supposed to have credibility to your computer. So I don't click on any of that stuff anymore because I don't trust any of it. I just call up my provider and say, you look at this and figure out what the message is.
Doug, you could not be more accurate in that description. When you receive a phishing email from your bank, from your boss, maybe even from your friend.
IRS. You get the IRS doesn't send people email.
If you owe the IRS money, they're going to come knock on your door.
Right. They're not sending you an email. Exactly. Yeah, no.
But the key there is, if you get that email, what you need to make the phone call. You know, don't click the link. Don't call the number in the email. Call the number on your bank statement. Call your boss. Call the number on the back of the credit card. That's the way you ensure you're not actually getting baited.
All right. So let's say you get hooked. You get fished, if you will, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. What do you do?
Well, you know, there's three main things you can do. The number one, bar nothing, and this really surprises me, the number one thing you can do if you get fished, change your password. We just finished a survey. 32% of people who had been fished did not go change the password at their bank, did not go change the password on their social media site. They left it. Change your password. That's the number one thing. Number two is you need to tell somebody. If it's your bank, you need to call your bank and say, hey, I believe I was phished. Can you monitor my account to ensure, you know, that there's no odd activity, that the cyber criminals aren't trying to take my money? If it's at work, don't be shy. Your IT organization would much rather know that this happened than to not know so they can take precautions. You know, and the third thing is pay attention. Slow down next time you get that link from, you know, your aunt or your friend. Pay attention to that email, read it, and think about, is this something they would normally send or not?
Yeah. I think the idea here is to be, what's the word to the wise? Here's something I didn't know, the prevalence of online dating scams and how they're used. I mean, I think the bank and credit card companies and computers and all that stuff, but now the dating sites are going to get you?
Well, and that points to the key component here is they're trying to go to areas where people want to trust. They want to believe that someone's trying to date. They want to believe their boss is sending them that phishing email. They want to believe the bank account or the bank is trying to get your information. So it's all about trust. So any area where there's trust, just pay attention.
Webroot.com. You want more information on this and how to follow up on what David Dufour's advice is, go to Webroot.com. Very good advice. Cybersecurity expert David Dufour here with us on the DJV.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.